Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. And the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across this great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, oh God, what a perfect, it is perfectly Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the third day of October 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 69 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Nice fall day from what I can tell. I ain't been outside. I've been going crazy all morning. We didn't even know if we were going to have a broadcast. I mean, we were just getting ready to put up a notice that there would be no broadcast. We woke up this morning to no internet. And then it said the internet would not be back on until 3:38 this afternoon. Well, we held on right up until it changed, and they said that would be on at 11:37. 11:37, we turn it on, no internet. So we were just getting ready to put up the notice that we weren't going to be able to have a broadcast today. And I said, well, check it one more time just before you do that. And she did. And it was, it was because I was really wanting to come up for this broadcast today because there's something I really want to talk about. And so I was going to put up a notice that, you know, if it comes back on, we'll put up another notice. And we're just coming up on do the program any goddamn how, no matter what time of the day it is. At any rate, the push from the bottom, we always talked about it, the fact that it's going to be our numbers against their goddamn wealth. The numbers are pushing back against the wealth, and it's starting to show. And we're going to get into just how in just here in a minute.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer to get you undone. Say love ain't the same old south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, I'll let you guys know the broadcaster may go down because we've had to fire up again from a internet shutdown. And if it does, we'll just have to hold, you know, we'll let you know and Laura come up and put it back up. We'll take as long as we need. We're going to go. The information I want to go over is just, it's not that big, not long, but we're going to have a little bit of talking to do about it. Now, Judge Napolitano, you've heard him come up, and we've told you all along that they know exactly what they're doing. And they know exactly the fact that they are an illegitimate government and that they are committing treason against we the people. And with this Kavanaugh nomination thing, you know, this whole idea of accuse and that's it. You just get accused and nobody, and you know, that's one of the things that get you about it. Because, see, this is just, I'm listening to these son of a bitches on the micro effect, and they're talking, you know, how this is just coming, well, it's just now reached your level, and it's starting to affect you, so there's a problem. It's not a real big problem. It's just something that needs to be adjusted in the system. And they're talking about this Kavanaugh thing, you know, with these women coming up, and the women just must be believed. A woman says that it's the truth. And this is such a fucking outrage, people. How many years has it been that our people, you know, the insignificance down here, when there was my word against that son of a bitch's word over there, but he's got one of those goddamn corporate uniforms on with a union badge. And so automatically, the cops are telling the truth. And people have finally figured that fucking thing out. Now, haven't they? Finally. And it's being pushed farther and harder than it ever has before. But here we have Judge Napolitano coming up to talk about Kavanaugh. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to listen to this, and we're going to talk about it as we go along. It's only about 4 minutes long, but to pretend that they don't know exactly what they're doing, and this dirty son of a bitch. Anyway, here we go. We're going to do it. And hopefully it's loud enough, and we won't have to adjust anything.
Your right to think as you wish, to say what you think, to publish what you say. Your right to develop your own personality. I've told O'Reilly 100 times he better be grateful that that's a natural right. Your right to worship or not to worship. Your right to associate or not to associate. Your right to defend yourself, which, of course, is not the right to shoot deer. It's the right to shoot at tyrants.
Did you hear that? The right to shoot at tyrants. It is this is not because of Trump at the top or the people at the top and the fact that the communists. I mean, I heard Hillary Clinton. Of all the people coming up talking about no need for this due process. Women have to be believed in no matter what, no due process of the law whatsoever. Sure enough for her, that dirty bitch stood up and, I mean, the hardcore evidence. You could take her to court and fucking nail her right now today. But you could put her against a fucking wall. But these communists are making their move. They're going to try and get violent with this, and I can't wait. Because there's the 12% of the son of a bitches out there that the vote that calling themselves, you know, the conservatives and the libertarians. They are the biggest problem to us, because if they weren't there, it would be simple for our people to join. We'd dust these fucking communists like they didn't even exist out of this goddamn country. But they want to keep the admiralty jurisdictions because all their contracts are everything that they own. I mean, I've talked before about when I went up in the I researched some land that they'd marked, you know, they post I can't even step on the fucking pine needles. So I went and I researched the land, and then sure enough, I looked back and it was like in goddamn, I don't know, the 1930s or something like that. But it was a big fucking land swindle, okay? All of this land just even clear over to Harney County and all this shit that we're arguing about with the ranchers and the loggers and all this shit here. And it was proven that one guy went to jail for it, okay? That it was proven that this fucking land was taken from the public domain, the people, and sold off into lots to these goddamn people, these elitists, right? They got these big hunks of fucking land out there. It was proven. It was proven. Did the land, what happened to the land? They got to keep it. They got to keep it. So that's why, like I said, they are dependent upon the fact that we never get rid of that 14th Amendment and return to the form of government we're supposed to have, because we could each and every one of us go out there and say, challenge your right to have that land, because it was all done through illegal contracting under a legal, an occupational government. In direct violation of the founding documents of this country. Let's listen a little more.
If they take over the government and we have to drive them away, or we have to secede, just as we seceded from Great Britain. Your right to stay in your house without the government's troops coming in, the Third Amendment, and the quintessential American right in the Fourth, the right to be left alone, which, of course, today we call privacy. The Fourth is the most unique one because it says the people, doesn't say the citizens.
Now, let's hold it right there. Now, why did he say that? Did he say that because he absolutely knows that it is the peoples are separate from the government, and that we live under the common law, and that we have the Bill of Rights as is the common law. It is the procedures. It is the maximums. It is how we execute or prosecute our lives. No, that ain't why Judge Napolitano said that, and that's not why that was slipped in there. Because he's a big believer that any son of a bitch that crosses that fucking border is entitled to these goddamn, to our Bill of Rights as amendments within the Admiralty so that they can, you know, they can bring in, he's with the filthy rich. And he is a hardcore fucking communist. Make no mistake about it. But the reason it says the people, because it means the people of the United States that are here of right. This belongs to us by right. Not by invasion. When somebody comes across the border, that's invasion. And you don't get rights by invasion. You have to conquer the people and then change the law. What? Goddamn son of a bitch. Just went out.